About your father, then, he owned bars. One was named the Rainbow Inn.
Rainbow Inn was probably the most notorious one. It was about 2 miles east of Antlers on the road to Rattan. It gained a good bit of notoriety because this was during the war, and the servicemen from Camp Maxey, Texas, which was just right near Paris, they were only 40 miles away. And Lamar County was dry down there. They couldn't even buy beer there. So they came to Oklahoma to get illegal bootleg whiskey and frequented this honky-tonk regularly. Had a good crowd.
Fights would erupt, I suppose?
Very frequent, almost nightly. Most of them were minor and could be just simply moved outside and played out. But occasionally they got pretty violent, even inside. I remember on one occasion, which I've recounted in the book, two fellows from Colgate, Oklahoma. They were huge guys. They're probably 6'1 or 6'2, but they were very athletic, muscular men. They came in, and there were sort of low rafters in this Rainbow Inn, and I remember being very impressed that they could jump and get a hold of a rafter and kind of swing a little bit ape-like, you know. Well, they were sort of pursuing a local girl who was out there, and she became frightened, and she protested to my dad that they were coming on pretty strong. He went over to them and suggested that they ease off and leave her alone, and boy, a confrontation developed very quickly. My dad always had a pistol, a big old heavy pistol. He pulled that, and the bigger of these two guys rushed him into a booth, just bull rushed him into a booth and had him down under him and trying to take that gun away from him. And he twisted it so hard that my dad, holding on to the pistol grips, actually twisted the pistol grips off. He was in pretty bad shape, cut his finger very badly. And he was about in bad shape to lose the gun, lose the fight. But my oldest sister, full sister, Juanita, grabbed what we call a slapstick. It's a blackjack. This guy was over on my father in that booth, and she took about 4 or 5 roundhouse swings, just hitting him, clubbing him up beside the head and ear, and sort of dazed him and knocked him off of my father, who, when he came out from under there, he still had what was left of that pistol, and he really worked that guy over so badly. I've forgotten how many stitches, but they had to take 70 or 80 stitches in him after he was out. And in the meantime, there was an old gentleman that was a neighbor of ours who hung around up there all the time, and he was sort of an assistant bouncer, although he was pretty ancient. He had a Luger, I think it was a 9mm Luger pistol. And he engaged this smaller one of the two guys and hit him over the head with his pistol. And when he did, the pistol went off. Fortunately, it didn't hit anybody. It just went into the floor. But he hit that guy so hard that he fell to the floor and was sort of twitching. Everybody, we all thought he'd shot him and killed him. And as a matter of fact, my dad remarked, "Damn, John, did you have to shoot him?" John Youngblood was the old man. And he said, "I didn't mean to, Cal." And he hadn't, really. After a sufficient time, the old guy recovered, much to everyone's relief. But now that was a fight. I was just an 8 or 9 year old boy. And that was a violent, violent fight that I'll never forget.
And you witnessed it?
Oh, I witnessed it. Eyeballed, yeah.
Did you work in the bar?
Well, you know, we sort of sold pops and we didn't do too much conveying the whiskey or anything. But later on, my dad had another little gambling joint out the sale barn. My brother and I both, we were the house man. The way it worked, everybody anteed and everybody played, but the house man, whoever was putting on the game, would be able to cut just a small portion of the purse every time. And of course, the house man usually wound up with all the money because he was getting a little bit every time. But anyway, we both did that. My brother was much better at that than I was. We did that until about the time I got out of high school.
Elementary through junior high, you enjoyed your work and you were a pretty good student?
Good student. At the time, I wasn't at all confident and sure of myself, but I was doing pretty well. And as I say, reading a great deal voraciously, as a matter of fact.
the summer before you entered high school, you were always a worker, weren't you?
Yeah, we had to work.
And you worked at the livestock auction?
Almost all small towns had a livestock auction. And we worked clearing the alleys and running the cattle in and out of the main area all summer long, and then went to school and worked part-time where we could.
Got bucked off a horse, too, I think.
Got bucked off many, many times, but one time in full view of everyone at the sale barn, all of whom were ranchers and farmers and friends of mine, and I, of course, wanted to be a cowboy. I was a wannabe cowboy. The auctioneer, who was a good friend and a character, he invited me to bust him off down there and roll him over and show what kind of action he has, and I did. I gouged him a little too deep with the spurs, and he bogged his head and threw me the full length of the bridle reins out there. And I don't think I've ever been as embarrassed at any time in my life since that, any more than I was at that time.